This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
I was pretty exhausted and run down when I finished my job, but I had a very big, busy job. I ran all the pre-prep music at King's and worked in the juniors. I was also deputy director of music. It was a big, busy job and I worked very long hours. Lots of other things have been going on in life, so there were very many reasons why I might feel a bit tired and run down. I didn't feel great over Christmas, and I found it very hard to sort of pick up the pieces again, and had a throat infection and a gland that just wouldn't go down afterwards. So kind of called the GP and they said, oh yeah, you ought to come in and let's have a chat. If I'm honest, at each stage I just get told, well, you present as so fit and healthy. I'm sure there's nothing wrong, but these symptoms do really need investigating. So I kind of kept getting sent up a level and went to clinic and then went for scans and then went for biopsies. And then, yeah, sadly had the worst news.
From when you started sort of not feeling 100% to when they told you what it was, how long was the period that ran over?
Well, I went to the GP in January.
Yeah.
And I had the biopsy on Valentine's Day. So that was great.
Goodness.
That's how I remember that one. And yeah, to be honest, even that day, the consultant said to me, well, you know, we probably ought to do a scan, but, you know, you look pretty fit and healthy. And the scan took longer and longer, and another doctor came in, and I thought, this doesn't look great. And then it was actually, we need to do a biopsy, and I think we ought to do it now. You start thinking, But if I'm honest, even at that stage, there was a chance of benign versus not benign. And yeah, you kind of always hope for the best, don't you? So I kept thinking, I couldn't be this well if it was really bad. But actually, it turns out that I could be this well when it's really bad.
How quickly did they start giving you treatment? Was that process quite rapid?
So the diagnosis was pretty scary. I got pinged between a couple of different departments before they found out exactly who needed to treat me and what it was. And then, yeah, the news of the fact that I was going to have chemo was very scary. I had an appointment on the Friday with the consultant, and I started chemo the following week. On the Wednesday.
That treatment that you've had, the signs are all looking encouraging, and you didn't mess about, did you? Because you got straight back to the plan. The plan was to have a break and to go abroad and to then start a business. So you've parked the going to St. Lucia plan maybe for a little while, but you haven't parked the business plan, have you? Tell us a bit about the business and what you're doing.
I think when you have some devastating news like that, you have to dig pretty deep.
Yes.
And I am a positive person, and I try to always be that cup half full person. And I knew that I had to find a way of getting through this next chapter. And it was not going to be the way I expected the months to pan out, but I'm quite a creative person. And yeah, I sort of somehow didn't plan it. It just started to happen, really, that I started songwriting. So there was lots I couldn't do, but there were things I could do. I had a piano. I had a lovely home to be in, a lovely garden full of inspiration, full of colour, full of fragrance. And yeah, I knew that in the future, I believed that I'd rid my body of this horrible disease. And I had an amazing consultant, and I trusted him. He said, I will make you well. This is manageable. So I clung to those words, and I just let myself escape into a happier place. So my happier place was planning for the next chapter. And so, yeah, I started writing songs. I started with the words first. That's just the way I work. And the songs, the very first song that I wrote was called Dancing Daffodils. And it's a very light, energetic song. It's full of colour and it's full of energy. The daffodils don't stand still, they dance. The tulips tumble around. There's children dotting around, there's animals, there's new life because it's spring. And I suppose I kind of believed that that would be me.
We should hear that song, Dancing with Daffodils, because it was an important song for you. It took you kind of from one part of your journey to another. So should we play it now?
Daffodils.
Dancing with Daffodils, composed by Davina Shaw, who's my very special guest on the show today. So Davina, having been through this really nasty period, but picked yourself up and focused on what you plan to do anyway, tell us about the kinds of people that you're working with. They're children, aren't they, in the main?
They are children. And I suppose what I'm really passionate about is sharing my love of music with young children. And that's not so much the one-to-one teaching them to play an instrument, but it's groups, it's in circles, it's rhythm games, with storytelling, with movement. And I just love seeing children light up when they're experiencing music. So that's what I'm going to do. And I've got lots of different ways that I will approach that. But in some ways, you know, after this terrible time that the country's been through, and you know, children who've been stuck at home with homeschooling for so long, I can't help thinking that this is a good time to launch a new music business.
And you've been going into schools at all sorts of times, haven't you? You've been doing twilight sessions, as you call them. Tell me a little bit about how one of those might work.
Well, the most exciting thing that happened was I've been working with someone who's been helping me to develop my new website, because I rapidly discovered that, yeah, when you're not based in a school and people need to look you up and you need a platform to work from, and I'm not a techie person, so I employed a wonderful person, and we've worked together over a long period of time to set this up. And one of the things I advertised on there was that I could come into school and do a one-off workshop. And this was so amazing after all the trauma of treatment, when my consultant said to me, right, 2 weeks after your second COVID jab, you're good to go. If you want to go out and start launching yourself, you know, with various risk assessments. And I went into school 2 days after he gave me the go ahead. So that was very exciting.
Yes.
And the school had had a book week. And I went in, I wrote a new version of the traditional tale, The Hare and the Tortoise. I called it Tara's Heavy House. And I wrote a song for Tara the Tortoise, and a song for Harold the Hare, which is nice and light and springy and bouncy. And of course, Tara's terribly ploddy. And then we did it COVID style, so we had to do most of the workshop outside. But hey, we can be flexible. That's what this last year's taught us, if nothing else.
Absolutely.
So I did a sort of all together bit with the children and introduced it all, and I had puppets, and we did lots of body percussion, and I started to teach them songs. And then I had each class on their own for an hour in between, and they sort of put together different parts of the story. And then at the end of the day, we all got together outside again and we performed Tara's Heavy House.
What have you learned over the last year?
I guess it's impossible to predict the future.
So sure,
we all need
yeah.
to be flexible and creative. That's been an important one. I guess I've learnt the real value of true family and friends during this time. I have a hugely supportive husband and sons and some really loving friends, and I'm just so grateful that they've been there all the way for me and helped me get through this patch. And I think having a goal is really important when you hit tough times. Having a goal, finding a way out, remembering this time will pass, also remembering your goal might need to change somewhere along the way.
I'll tell you what, it's been great to talk to you and to hear not only about your health problems, but also how you've overcome them and gone on to get going with a business that you're so clearly enthusiastic and passionate about. I'm sure you'll do well, and we wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much. It's been great talking to you.